My brethren and my beloved, now we are near from the last few days or last day of the Holy Week. And maybe also we can find that this week also is totally different. Yeah, we as priests, we are praying at church. But also, all the families are praying now at home with us. And this is the benefit that we have this year. The blessing of opening all the houses, houses of blessing and purity and prayers. I was talking with the people who joined with me in night, the last three nights at 9 p.m., about many things. I will conclude all together and I'll try to resume what I said. First of all, that Jesus Christ, he start his journey of the Holy Week starting from Saturday. Or we can say the church also too start the first day of the Holy Week starting by the Saturday of Lazarus. And let's see together what is in the St. John, the Gospel of St. John, he said. Seven times he said, I am. Jesus Christ in Gospel of St. John, he said, seven times, I am. Jesus Christ, he started his journey from Saturday in the Lazarus, and he tried to reveal himself to the people during 7 days as if he tried to resume who is he and why he came to the earth. He tried to explain to him who I am. Seven I ams he tried to feel every single day during the Holy Week, and we will meditate now about the 7 days and seven I am. The first one, it was Saturday. And he said, I am the resurrection. He tried to explain to everyone. The first one is, I am the resurrection. And we end by the Saturday and Sunday also to, I am the resurrection. Before his crucifixion on the cross, before he died on the cross, he tried to explain to the people, to his disciples, to us too, in the gospel, seven times, I am. And first day, it was on Saturday, he said, I am the resurrection. When he did the miracle and raised Lazarus from the death, he started that to say to everyone, have no fear, I am the resurrection. And the second day, he said, I am the good shepherd. In Palm Sunday, he said, I am the shepherd, follow me. He said, if you need any shepherd, I am here. Don't follow anyone else. Don't follow your idols. Yes, we have a lot of idols. Maybe we are following our desires. Maybe you are following also to anything else instead of God. So Jesus Christ came to Jerusalem and he entered as a king of kingdom, and he knocked the door, as I said before, and he opened the door in order to enter to the heart and said, I am the shepherd, follow me. And the third day on Holy Monday, he said, I am the true vine. When he saw that the fig tree, and he found the hypocrisy, and he found from outside, and he remembered the day of when Adam and Eve fell in sin. And he came back again and he said, I am the vine, the true vine. I will give you the fruit. Adam, the first Adam, he came. When he fell, he took the fruit of sin. But now on Monday, I'm saying to you, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. I will give you the fruit, and you are the fruit. On the fourth day, on Tuesday, he said, "I am the door." When he was in the temple and he tried to be, and he preached everyone in the temple, he tried to reveal himself. "I am only the door. You have to open this door and you have to go through this door too." And this door also, he tried to explain by many things. Also, we read in this on Tuesday the story of Noah. Noah and the ark. And also the door is the church. That's why we say, open the door of the church for everyone. And this is what we are praying now, that God give us the blessing and grace to open again the door of all the churches, that the people come back again. This is the door where is the salvation. And the fifth I am, it was, "I am the light of the world," on Wednesday. On Wednesday, we try to explain two things. Or that the church also, and this is the events, what happened. The betrayer and Mary of Bethany. One is betraying and one give a love. And when we are saying on Wednesday, he said, "I am the light." Yes. Because he said that, and we are reading also the gospel of the 10 virgins with the light. "I am the light. You have to open your eyes to see me and to see the light too. If you are blind that like Judas, you will not see me, even if I am close to you." This is when he said, "I am the light." And also, two things you have to know about the hymns. Picathronos and Aphechinon. Picathronos, we are saying on Tuesday, which is talking about the throne of God. And Aphechinon, it's another hymn. We are singing this hymn on Thursday morning. And Aphechinon is talking about the betrayer. And both together has the same tone. So I was surprised that we are saying two different hymns, same tone, different words. One is talking about God, about the throne of God. The other one is talking about the betrayer. And this is exactly one of the musicians. He said, yes, because, and also the father said, that it's only because the same tone from God come to everyone. The problem is my ear and my heart. If I recognize his voice and I see his light, I can follow him. I can know him too. So Mary of Bethany, she saw the light. But Judas, he didn't see the light. He was in darkness. And he was a blind. That's why he said, fifth, I am the light on Wednesday. And in Covenant Thursday, this morning, he said, "I am the bread of the life." I will express our feelings today as priests in this morning. We were praying and all the readings this morning about the bread of the life, about how Christ gave himself and he broke himself and gave us his body and blood. And I was looking to the church and it was empty. And I said to myself, in the day where Jesus Christ instituted the first communion to give us his body and blood, and we have to celebrate no one at church. And I was surprised. Where are the people? That's why I was praying this morning with Abuna that God open again the church, to not close again the door of the church in front of the people to come and take the communion. In this day, this morning, he said, I am the bread of the life. And the word Eucharist, in Greek language, its name, Echristia. Echristia, it means, in Hebrew also too, or in Hebrew it's Brecha, or Brecha, it means thanksgiving, and or praising, or a wonderful works of God. This is the three meanings of the meaning of the word of Eucharist. And when we come to Jesus Christ, to the church, to take his body and his blood, we give him thanks. We give him thanks that he give his body and blood to us too. Also, I wanted to share with you what St. Cyril of Alexandria said about the Eucharist. The gospel of this hour, which is the hour of covenant in the morning, reminds us again to prepare for the Passover. Where is the room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Where is the large friendship upper room? Make ready to receive Christ in the sacrament of Eucharist. Turn to him and repeat, fast, and call on his name to come into you. For when we partake of his body and blood, we obtain life in us, for we become as we are one with him. We dwell in him, and he too reigns in us. Christ, he gave us himself. But St. Cyril said, if we want to prepare his body, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves at the room that he was prepared for Christ and the disciples too. And I was dreaming to the day that we will open the church for everyone and everyone come to the church again and the church be full of the people. I have to prepare myself. Maybe these days is a preparation for before coming back to the church. This is the day, or these days is the our preparation for us. And I have to go to myself and see what I have to do to receive the holy body and the holy blood from in this day. So what I have to prepare, how to prepare myself. And two lessons I have to learn this morning. One, I have to be humble. Because this is what happened at the Last Supper. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. He said that if you wanted to come to me, you have to be humble and remove everything from your head. Also too, before the Last Supper, what he did, he cleaned everything, even the food which is totally with dust, contain a lot of dust. He removed the sandals from the feet of the disciples and cleaned it. He wanted to tell me, if you wanted to come to take my body, you have also to clean yourself. You have to clean yourself. And the second one is, in the Last Supper, the second lesson, you can imagine that Jesus washed the feet of Judas. I have to forgive. I have to forgive everything, everyone. I have to forgive who was bad with me, did anything with me. I have to remove all of that from my mind in order to go and to take his communion. And this night, the Friday Eve, then the angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. This is in Luke. In Hebrews, who is the day of his flesh when he had offered a prayer and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear in Hebrews 5:7. In the garden of Gethsemane, he went to the garden from the upper room, and he went through a way named Kadrun. Kadrun, it names black. Go back to the same in Old Testament. Who go through this way? The first one is Abshalom. And also back before Abshalom with Adam. And also a betrayer friend with Achitophel and also Judas. The same way that Jesus took to go to Gethsemane, he remembered what did Adam, what did Abshalom, what did Judas, what did also to Achitophel. He remembered all the Old Testament from Adam to Judas. But he was praying that he will remove all the sins from the world. And from the garden of sin to the garden where Jesus Christ, he wept and he removed the sin. He was praying from the garden to the garden. As if Jesus Christ is trying to draw a picture. This is the last piece of this picture. He tried to say, the first, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, and I told them, go outside. And now I am in the garden praying to my Father to open again the garden. And on the cross, tomorrow morning, we will see seven words. The seven words, when Jesus Christ, he was on the cross, he restored again all his creation. I will go quickly because it's time now. So, seven words by 7 days. Go to Genesis, the first chapters, and see how God was creating the first, like in order, how God create all the world. And in seven words on the cross, God try also to remove the corruption from the world by seven words. First one, it was like that. The first day he created the light and he said, forgive those who hurt you. Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do. The first day was the light. Without the forgiveness, there is no light. So he restored again the world. The second day he created the sky. And on the second word, on the cross, he said, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise. Again, he opened the paradise. And again, he also removed the corruption from the sky, from the heaven. The third day, he created dry land, seas, plants, and trees were created. And the third word on the cross, he said, woman, behold your son, behold your mother. What is that? He created the land, the sea, the plants, and everything, the trees, and was created also only for the man. And he's taking care about the man. He was planning to create the man. So on the third day, he created the sea, the plant, the trees, in order after that to help the man, that the man come and eat from it. And enjoy it also too. In this day also too, his creation, all creation, he go to John. John, take care about my mother. And also he go to his mother, take care about John. I'm taking care about both of you. But you have to take care about yourself, about the earth that I created for you. This is what I remove all the curse. I also restore the land also for you and remove all the corruption from this creation. And in the fourth word, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the fourth day, he said, he created the sun, the moon, and stars. And here also, only he tried to remove also the corruption of word of why. The problem that we have a lot of questions now saying, why we have COVID-19? Why a lot of people died? Why have a lot of troubles? If I go back to Adam, when he was in the paradise of joy, the paradise, he didn't say why. He was trusting God, his Father, only. On this day, God looked to the sky and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? As if, as a man, he say why. But he restored again his creation of Adam and say, don't say why. Because I am taking care about you. I am your Father. And on sixth day, he created the level of sea and creature, the creatures that fly were created. And on the sixth word on the cross, he said, I am 30. As if he tried to also remove all the corruption also from the water. He not only say, I am 30 because he needs only water. No, he said that as if he's opened his arm and he said, I am really 30 for you. Who have troubles, who have sins come to my bottom and I will remove it. I will remove all the corruption again from this creation. And on the sixth day, he created the animals, the land, and finally the humans. And in the sixth word, he said, it's finished. You can imagine that after he created the man, the sixth word, it was on the cross, it's finished. And he finished all his creation. And he said, everything is good. I created everything good. This is on the sixth day. And the sixth also to the sixth word on the cross, he said, it's finished. I did everything good and I restore again all what I created before. And finally, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he take rest in the 7 days. As if he is now go back to his Father. And also to we have to go back to our Father, to his bottom. In the 7 words, he restored his creation. And in 7 days, he created everything good. But according to due to our sins, everything was corrupted. And after that, he came back again to the cross. Tomorrow morning, we'll see 7 words on the cross with 7 days to recreate again, as if he's recreate again and restore all his creation. And the 7 I am, back to this one, when he will be on the cross tomorrow, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is everything in our life. So it's not only on the cross I have to see that he came to save me only. No, I am living with him in every minute and every second in my life. He is with me. He is my Father. He is my love. He is my brother. He is my everything in my life. He is the sweet things. He is the honey. So I have to live with him all the time. This is the 7 I ams that Jesus Christ, he tried to reveal himself during the 7 days in Holy Week. And the 7 words that he tried on the cross, he said that 7 words to restore again his creation, to remove the corruption from his creation. God give us the blessing and the grace that we live with him during this Holy Week, and also to go with him in Gethsemane and to feel what he felt in this day, and also to go with him to the cross to see when he was opening his arms for me to say, come to me and come back to me, a sinner, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Be Christos ben sotir af i af shepem kav Kanta beftin